Fall came on with a softness, so that Brian didn't realize what was in store. A hard-spined North Woods winter, until it was nearly too late. He had never thought he would be here this long. After the plane crash that marooned him in the wilderness, he had lived day by day for 54 days until he had found the survival pack in the plane. Then, another 35 days through the northern summer, somehow living the same day-to-day pattern he had started just after the crash. To be sure, he was very busy. The emergency pack on the plane had given him a gun with 50 shells, a survival 22 rifle, a hunting knife with a compass in the handle, cooking pots and pans, a fork, spoon and knife, matches, two butane lighters, a sleeping bag and foam pad, a first aid kit with scissors, a cap that said Cessna, fishing line, lures, hooks and sinkers, and several packets of freeze-dried food. He tried to ration the food out, but found it impossible, and within 2 weeks he had eaten it all, even the package of dried prunes, something he'd hated in his old life. They tasted like candy, and were so good he ate the whole package in one sitting. The results were nearly as bad as when he'd glutted on the gut cherries when he first landed. His stomach tied in a knot, and he spent more than an hour at his latrine hole. In truth, he felt relieved when the food was gone. It had softened him, made him want more and more, and he could tell that he was moving mentally away from the woods, his situation. He started to think in terms of the city again, of hamburgers and malts, and his dreams changed. In the days, weeks, and months since the plane had crashed, he had dreamed many times. At first, all the dreams had been of food. Food he had eaten, food he wished he had eaten, and food he wanted to eat. But as time progressed, the food dreams seemed to phase out, and he dreamed of other things, of friends, of his parents, always of their worry how they wanted to see him, sometimes that they were back together, and more of girls. As with food, he dreamed of girls he knew, girls he wished he had known, and girls he wanted to know. But with the supplies from the plane, his dreams changed back to food. And when it was gone, in what seemed a very short time, a kind of wanting hunger returned that he had not felt since the first week. For a week or two, he was in torment, never satisfied. Even when he had plenty of fish and rabbit or fool bird to eat, he thought of the things he didn't have. It somehow was never enough. And he seemed to be angry all the time, so angry that he wasted a whole day just slamming things around and swearing at his luck. When it finally ended, wore away was more like it, he felt a great sense of relief.